Well, hello, Audio Boom fans. All one word here. Currently out on a bit of a tour of the countryside. We're currently at Plane Trees Roman Wall site. I'm just going to come out the wind. It's extremely windy. Jessica has got Kevin the Kiwi with her again. And so we're out and about taking photographs of Kevin at various places. Invariably, we are the type of family that kind of gets out and about, and the other families at the school probably don't take Kevin the Kiwi that far. So the girls are playing on this section of Roman Wall that I last visited in May this year, when Dean Reed and I successfully completed the Roman Wall, or the Hadrian's Wall path. So this particular piece of Roman Wall isn't very long. It's about 30 metres long, and what's actually specific about it is it shows how the 3 metre wide section was made smaller into a 2 metre wide section. They don't really know why, other than probably it would save time and materials in completing the wall. But it's not very it's not a very long section of wall. So we got Cholerford behind us, so to speak. We are heading east. We're going to take pictures of Kevin in a few more places. Actually, up on the top, up at Brunton, High Brunton, up on the top up here, which is about, just shy of a kilometre further on up the road here, we've got St. Oswald's Church, so we might go and have a quick look in there. So that's it for this snippet, and we'll catch you again shortly. Well, we're back, sports fans. We're now about half a mile further up the road, and we're now at Heavenfield, and we've got St. Oswald's Church, which we're going to have a look at. We just pulled in at the parking space. It's windy and oh, it's cold. So, there's an information board here. I'll give you a very, very quick history. Oswald was the son of Ethelfrith, the king of Bernicia, and was born around 605 AD. Ethelfrith's wife, Acha, or Acha, was from the royal family of the neighbouring kingdom of Dara, which allowed him to rule both areas in a joint kingdom known as Northumbria, that is eastern England, north of the Humber, because that's where Northumberland gets its name from, the land north of the Humber. Ethelfrith was killed by Acha's brother Edwin in 616, and Acha and Oswald fled to Ryder in what is now Scotland. While he was there, Oswald was converted to Christianity by monks from the island of Iona. Meanwhile, Edwin's reign brought peace and prosperity to Northumbria, and he expanded his area of power westwards. However, in 633, he was killed in a battle against Cadwallon, the king of Gwynedd, and Penda of Mercia. For a while, Oswald's elder stepbrother, Aenfrith, was king, until he too was killed by Cadwallon, who took a terrible revenge for the defeats of his people in earlier years. Oswald had returned to Bernicia from exile when Edwin was slain in the car. It was then that Oswald marched south with a small army to Heavenfield, where we are now, to confront Cadwallon, the accursed leader of the Britons, and all that vast army that he boasted none could resist. The Battle of Heavenfield took place in about 634. In those days, Hadrian's Wall was probably largely intact at this spot and could have been 20 feet high and 10 feet wide. The night before the battle, Oswald and his men were stationed here and built and erected a large wooden cross on the high ground and prayed for God to for success in their fight. Not much is known about the actual battle, but it is thought that Cadwallon had far superior forces and that he felt fairly complacent about victory. In the event, Oswald's men fighting for Northumbria and charged with religious fervour proved to be considerably stronger than Cadwallon's. Blah, 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 blah. It goes on Monks from the Abbey at Hexham held an annual pilgrimage to Heavenfield. Hexham is about 8 miles away from where we are now. On foot at least. Where are we? Held an annual pilgrimage to Heavenfield and to the wooden cross. Splinters of wood from the cross were believed to be the cause of miracles, and the site became so popular that a small church was built here in the late 7th century. The present St Oswald's Church is probably the third on the third site and was built in the 18th century. An annual pilgrimage from Hexham to Heavenfield is still held on or around St Oswald's Day, which is the 5th of August. So then it goes on that this cross that's here now was erected by local people in 1927. And then it goes on and on and on. Anyway, it's a bit windy. It's spitting with rain. Little boy here is whinging. So we're going to have a quick wander across to the little church, which is only about 100 metres away. Okay, there you go. Heavenfield.
You need to pull,
not push. Oh, whingy kids. Oh, windy, isn't it? Cold. We're now at St Oswald's Church. Is there anybody inside? Because there's still whole services here. I doubt it. There was no cars there. Should be able to go in. It's open all the time. So, just entering now. Okay. Chilly in here, isn't it? I don't ever remember this little back room being open. I don't think there's anybody here, Harry. So we're in a little back room. What? We come through the door. Shut the door. Come through the door into the main church. It's really small. It's a chapel. It's one room, essentially. It's probably 20 metres long by about 10 metres wide. And at the back here, there's a little room, and there's like a couple of information boards up talking about St Oswald on one information board and the Battle of Heavenfield on the other. It's really interesting, actually. I've never been in this back room. I've been in this church. My godmother used to live in a house which is about 200-300 metres away from here. So I used to come into the church all the time as a kid. Here's a visitor's book. 21st of the 10th, 14 was the last entry. Where are they from? France. From Mazin in France? I can't really read the writing. It's very well kept. Yes. Postcards, yeah. Well, it's you're meant to leave a donation. Has anybody got any money on them?
No.
Okay, well, we can't take anything. It's in much better nick, this place, than I remember it. There are no stained glass windows here. They're just plain glass with lead, you know, the glasses, what do you call them, lead frames, which are cemented directly in to the stonework. There's an organ here, and there's a little sign on it saying, "This organ is very old and delicate. Please do not attempt to play it." And the I don't know what they called the name of the rope. I don't know what they call the name of the rope that's attached to a bell. Has it got a name? But that's here at the back, and it's it's not very ornamental. It's a piece of nylon. It's like thick baler twine. But funnily enough, underneath it,
obviously because there's a great hole in the roof where the rope goes through to attach to the bell, there's a little. I think it's a little plant pot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that obviously catches the water that drips from the
rope, or indeed from the hole.
Clever. Well, not clever, but you know, tells a story. It's quite dim. It's quite dim in here. Obviously, there are lights. There are electric lights. Oh, in fact, they're not electric. They're gas. Holy, I've never noticed that before. They're gas lights. I think they hold a Christmas service here. And people still get married here. I know that. But it's very, very much still a working chapel.
Leaflets on local churches. This is the end.
Leaflets on local churches, and it's entitled Eternal Horizons, are free. You want to go out?
Hey, look.
What? Is that St. Oswald's Path?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, how interesting. You want to take that, Jessica? Okay. You can take those because they're at the Tourist Information Centre. Yeah. Okay. So that was St. Oswald's Church at Heavenfield. An extremely cold and windy place today. Right, so our tour of Northumberland continues. It's 1:30 in the afternoon now, and we're at Kielder Water. And Kielder Water is a huge, huge man-made reservoir that took years to build. It was opened in the late 70s, I think. Can't remember off the top of my head. Today, there was no way I'm going outside because it's hoofing it down. It's very, very windy. The water itself is very choppy, albeit we're not going to the water, of course. But just a little bit further up the road is the border of England and Scotland, so we'll have a venture up there. We've got Kielder Forest on all sides of us now. So it's lovely to see those pine trees. Albeit, I mean, actually in the woods behind us over here, there's a nice walk which takes in some art. Some monuments, man-made monuments. My windows, but unfortunately it's far too wet and windy today to be trudging about Kielder Forest. But we've taken a picture of Kevin the Kiwi, yes, and so we'll venture further out up the road. Alright, so we're just driving a bit further on, just passing Tower Now Visitor Centre on the right, where they got water sports and things. There's nobody out on the reservoir today. It is extremely windy though, so
you're not surprised.
Yeah, but this section of the road, right, it always reminds me of a different country, you know, because it's, I think because of the amount of fir trees, you know, like the Algoy, maybe. No, not even that. I don't know what kind of fir tree this is, but they are what, you know, what you would expect to be. Oh, that's Elfkirk viewpoint. We went up there. But still a bit wet. No, I think they're moored up tomorrow, those boats down there. These trees are, there's a blue tinge to them, these fir trees. So, but these are typically what you would expect to, you know, your real Christmas trees to look like. They're virtually perfectly shaped. lots of branches, very full. And just the way that the road winds, you know, around the reservoir, with these trees on either side, and now they're getting bigger, aren't they, as we go further in. But we'll hit Kielder village in a minute, and then about a mile further on is the border of Scotland, I think. I think it's very close. I was quite surprised. Wickhope Anchorage on the right now. Very, very wet and windy weather today. It's not raining hard though, is it? It's... Oh, there's the caravan that we passed further before. The caravan that I nearly turned our car upside down to overtake. Driving Richard. I didn't nearly turn the car upside down at all. That's an exaggeration, of course. But they forested a lot of Kielder in the late 80s, I think it was. I just remember there was such a hue and cry about it at the time. It was all at the time when, you know, people didn't get that planting younger trees was more beneficial because they take in more carbon dioxide and release more oxygen. But they just wanted to clear some of the area, really. These beautiful fir trees all around us now. And you get these little openings to drive into the forest, into various things like car parks or outward bound centres, or you see these roads going into where the Forestry Commission huts are. Oh, look at all those trees that have blown over on the right. Leaplish Waterside Park we're at now. There's a scout campsite down here called Hawkshead. Yes. Just a bit further down here on the right. And all I remember about Hawkshead is getting eaten alive by midges. Absolutely eaten alive. Okay, speak to you in a bit. Well, hello Audio Boom fans, you're back with us again. It's 2:10 on a really grim afternoon here. Now in Scotland, yes, we crossed over the border at just past Kielder to take a couple of pictures, really, of Kevin the Kiwi on the border. And so we're going to continue on and make our way to Jedburgh and then go back down to Hexham on the A68. So as I mentioned, the weather is awful. It's not raining hard, it's like really heavy drizzle. And so yeah, your windscreen wipers never really know what to do. The automatic ones on this car, they're just all over the place, really. It's dark, it's very, very windy. But we're coming through some really ancient land. Look at that bridge up to the right there. Look at that old railway bridge. Or the bridge going over what was the railway. I love this neck of the woods. Albeit now there's not many woods. It's all barren moorland. The cloud is down quite low to our 1 o'clock on the hills across over that direction. There's a burn off to our left. I suppose now that we're in Scotland, it's called a burn, isn't it? We do have burns in England, but we generally don't call them burns, do we? But it's a burn. There's a burn here. There's a burn here. Oh, no. Sorry, Mac. I'm not taking a mick out of Scottish people. My grandma was Scottish. She was from Custorfin in Edinburgh. Yes. So it's really wild. Look, Harry, that's a railway line up there. An old railway line. Harry likes trains. Yeah, up on the top, up on the right, up there, out your window. And in, I would think that would be the railway that went to Jedburgh at one time. Lots of sheep and some cattle in that field to our left. Yes, some evil cows. Scottish evil cows for Phil Sorrell. Eh? No, they weren't Highland cows, no. So Molly is absolutely knackered after our trip into the Lake District yesterday. She, it won't be the distance, it'll be the weather conditions that have tired her out. But before there, when we were at Heavenfield, she got out the car straight back in again. She wasn't very happy. There was a big gust of wind, yes. And she says, "To hell with that!" And got back in the car. And the weather's just actually got progressively worse as we've driven along. I'm hoping that we're going to find some decent, cheap fuel in Jedburgh. To my recollection,
we did.
Did we? Yeah. Are you sure it was cheap?
Yeah,
I was going to say, to my recollection, I thought it was expensive.
No, it was cheap, and we got a magnet.
Did we? From that main service station on the left as you're going in. Oh, they've turned around. We were following this trike. Here's a Honda Goldwing tricycle. And looking very wet indeed.
Wow.
But they drove up here before. We were following them. Passing quite a bit of traffic here on this really narrow road. I always try to imagine living in places like this with really wild weather in the winter. And times like now, really. I don't know whether I'd like to live out here because, you know, woe betide you forget a pint of milk or you need one. Or you forget something from your shopping. It's not as if you can just hop back in the car and go 2 minutes down the road to Tesco. Okay, junction in the road now. To go right, it says. Jedburgh, 18 miles.
18 miles.
Hermitage Castle off to the left. There we go. But we're going off to Jedburgh. We have been up this road once before, haven't we? We decided that we'd come out for a drive. And then when we got to the Scottish border, decided that we'd take this road and continue on to our friends in Edinburgh, who were actually more than happy to see us.
Who are moving to Kendrick?
Yeah, they're moving to North Yorkshire.
On Monday. Tuesday.
So, driving along little narrow roads here, really dim sky. How can I describe the countryside around us? Rough. Oh, going through a big puddle there. Rough countryside, really barren in places. It's just that tough grass on the hills either side of us here. Windy, very barren land. Some copses of trees. We're technically going around the back now of Kielder Forest. Kielder Forest should be on our right. Albeit we won't see it now because there's a hill in between us and Kielder. But you can see there's areas of the... There's another burn on our left. Oh, come on, what are you slowing down for the Calgary for? Just go for it. Another burn on our left with little waterfalls. Look at that, that's pretty. But on the other side of the burn, the land raises up. And on certain areas on that land, the grass has kind of sloughed off, revealing the earth underneath. And as we go along, you see all these little bridges going over the burn that are probably a couple of hundred years old. There's a hill in front of us. Oh, Sawtree Station. So there is a railway here. Sawtree Station. In the old 50s style rail railway signage. There's a hill in front of us. There's a covered in fir trees with a windbreak going through the middle of it, and the clouds obscuring it at times, and the children are invariably getting bored in the back. There's scattered sheep on our right here. How many sheep can you see?
Three.
Scattered sheep on our right. If you imagine it, we're driving like in the middle, down the bottom of a mini valley. So we're driving up a ribbon of road here, up and up and up. Keilor Forest is off to our right now. And we're actually coming into Fanner Hill Forest. There's a sign there. The weather's getting... Oh, we're just coming into the cloud line now. It looks spooky. Oh, we're in the cloud. All mist around us. He should have had his headlights on, you're quite right. The road is covered in pine needles that have dropped off the trees. So this is the pine tree that's losing all of its needles. I don't know what variety it is, but they're all over the road, which make it slippery. And the signs here, I've never seen that before. There must have been a motorbiking event because there are signs displaying a motorbike. Fanner Hill Forest is for sale. Nice. I wonder how much it costs. A couple of million pounds, you reckon? It was quite big. It's quite a lot of area, that, isn't it? I wonder if this is all considered Fanner Hill Forest on the left. So I think Dean Reed... God, I can't speak. Sorry about that. I wonder if Dean Reed would be in his element if he was here now, because he likes pine forests. Building a new road here. Oh no, they're building a new bridge. And they built a road. Maybe the road subsided and they built a new bridge as a result. Oh. It's very wet. So they've lifestyle shop. Sling Dean lifestyle shop. Interesting. So what's across to our right now? So again, we're kind of driving up the middle of a valley here, like here, the land raises up on our left and our right. On the right, they've felled a lot of trees. They look dead. The stumps look bad, don't they? They look as though they've been diseased or they've rotted one way or another, and they've chopped them down. And they've left... That's bizarre. They've left some trees up. No, they must be going to fell the trees. And on our left, look. They've been burning them. See?
Maybe it was a fire.
Quite right. Or maybe they've burnt them and that's how they've dealt with it. So still going up here. Wauchope. How would you pronounce that? Wauchope. Given they're in Scotland, I think Mac McColgan's a good resident expert to have a guess how that's pronounced. Wauchope. Wauchope. I don't know. So we're coming down now. Oh, hole in the road. That wasn't very nice. Oh, we've got... Look at that hill in front of us there. I think the chief... Which direction are we heading? No, the Cheviots are going to be slightly across to the right. I would have... Well, no, they might be, because... We are technically going northeast to Jedburgh, aren't we? And the Cheviots,
yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
Did Did you can you see what that hill was called? You'd be able to see from the shape of the feature. I'd say it was about, what, 8 kilometres away? Oh, well, no, you won't, because you won't have the maps for that area.
No, I won't. The only ones that it says are calling to them.
We're checking the area on our phones by using ViewRanger. Because the sat-nav in the car isn't detailed enough for much, really. And obviously because we've got no signal, no data signal, we can't use any online mapping, Google Maps or whatever. But what we have got is ViewRanger, which utilises GPS. However, for ViewRanger you need to download the Ordnance Survey 1 to 25,000 or 1 to 50,000 mappage. So you haven't got a data signal. Oh, that hill's right in front of us now. If you haven't got a data signal, you can't download the maps. Unless, of course, you've downloaded them before you've come out into the wilds. And we're going down the hill now. And not how much further on? 26 minutes until we reach our destination. That sign said, oh yeah, that's in kilometres, isn't it? 19.7 kilometres, 26 minutes of driving left before we get into Jedpra. And this driver in front of us in the 57 plated Ford car, as in KA, you would like to think is a local. However, I would question where they're braking and where they're speeding up, if they are a local. Never mind, just being picky. So we'll speak to you anon. Ciao for now. Well, hello. You join us at 3:05 in the afternoon, and it's quite a nice autumnal day here in Jedburgh. Yeah, that's right, sports fans. We're in Bonnie, Scotland. I don't know why I said that in an American accent, but there's Jedburgh Abbey across to the right there. We just kind of skipped in to fuel up, to be honest, and then to complete our loop. We're heading back down the A68 into Northumberland and then back home. I noticed a sign about 2 miles down this road. It was pointing, what is it, the capon tree or something. Is that what it said? Something like that. It was after the sign for, what was it, Hullabaloo or something. The chap driving in the motor vehicle behind us seems to be in a hurry because he's right on my bottom. Well, it's a beautiful autumnal day. I love this section. Well, as you're driving into stroke out of Jedburgh on the A68. Obviously, we're now heading south on the A68. Heading towards England. And this bit that we're in, this bit that we're driving along now, beautiful autumnal colours from the trees left and right of us. Lovely yellows and gold and brown. Look, oh, it's really, really nice. And it's quite a windy day, so we're getting the leaves blowing about, and it's creating quite a nice effect, really. Some russety colours in front of us on the trees. Some eucalyptus trees there, young eucalyptus trees somebody's planted. I don't know how they'll fare in this weather. Oh, the capon tree. Oh, I've just driven past it. Never mind. I'm not stopping now. The capon tree. The last tree, and then I couldn't read what it said after that. So, never mind. Okay. So, okay, fuel. One of the things I've just been talking about there to my wife, who is my best friend in all the world and my soulmate, is that we've just done 660 miles on a full tank of fuel. Hey, look in the field here. What are these things? I'd wager that they're alpacas. Alpacas, because we use them for their milk and wool. So that's the road. That's the road we came out of, the B6357, through Bonchester Bridge. And we're now heading south on the A68, except we stopped at some traffic lights. And the sign there says it's 44 miles to Corbridge, which means it's about 48 miles to Hexham. On this blustery Sunday in late October, with our extra hour that we had in bed, except not for me, I was up at 5 o'clock. But we had a nice lie in bed for another 2 hours after that. Oh, watch out, Harry, little boy Harry. Do you know the song Little Boy Harry? No? Okay. Right then, the A68. A brilliant road if you're on a motorbike. A brilliant road if you're just plodding along gently in the car at 50 mile an hour. If you're in a hurry to get anywhere, not a very good road. I've been up and down this road so many times in my life. I feel as though I'm part of it. And the A68 goes all the way to where? It joins the A1, doesn't it? Joins the A1 in North Yorkshire. Or is it, no, it's Durham. Durham. We saw Highland cows before. I wonder if we're going to see any more. Probably not. Now, don't put it in your mouth. He's right, whatever it is. So we'll say goodbye for now, and if there's anything interesting on the way back home, then we'll catch up with you then. Cheerio! Well, greetings, sports fans. 15:21 in the afternoon now. We are on the border of England and Scotland on the A68, and the weather is absolutely horrendous. But you have to do that thing and get out and take a picture of the of yourself next to the big rock with Scotland on one side and England on the other. Yeah. So the car is currently being rocked with what is potentially winds gusting up to what? I'm going to say 90 miles an hour. No, it's not that much. It's not that strong. Probably winds gusting up to, I don't know, probably 65 to be exact. I don't know. I'd say 65, 75 mile an hour winds. The Scotland flag, which is on the northbound side of the carriageway. On the northbound side? Wrong. On the west side of the northbound carriageway, you know what I mean? There's a flagpole, the Scotland flag, and that's just about broken free. In fact, the flagpole's bending. Holy cow! That flagpole's come down. The flagpole that's on my left, that's come down. But that could just be hooligans, of course. So we'll never know for sure. So, yeah, we're going to get out. We're going to take a picture of Kevin the Kiwi. And everybody gets soaked and wet in the process. Okay. Speak to you a bit. Bye. Hello, hello. So we've just driven away from the border crossing at Carter Bar. And we're going south on the A68. We're in the Northumberland. So the land has opened out. Barren land. Cheviot country, really. On the left-hand side of the road are snow markers that are probably 2.5 metres high, and they are they're black up to about a metre, and then they're white and black above that. So every 30 centimetres they change colour from white to black, and white and black and white and black. You know what I mean? But yeah, the snow drifts across this bit here. The wind at the minute is furious.
We've been on this road before.
Of course we've been on this road before.
Me too.
Yes, you have as well, Harry. And so...
We should have gone to Loch Ness.
We should have gone to Loch Ness. That's quite high up. That's a good... another 2 hours drive, easy. I like it up there as well. So, yeah, the land on our right kind of slowly banks up to huge hills, covered in only moor grass and dead bracken by the looks of it. And now we're coming into some pine forests. The land on our left again banks up more quickly than that on the right, covered in grass. There's sheep, flocks of sheep all over the place. The wind, as I say, is furious. It's not raining, it's just drizzly. There's a lake on our right. I can never remember the name of this. Catcliffe Reservoir. Catcliffe Reservoir it is. Sporadic farms all around. The last time we came up this road, they were doing the roadworks, weren't they? For about a good 20 miles, I think it was. It took us ages to get up this road. So now that it's been relayed, it's a beautiful strip of smooth tarmac. Catcliffe Reservoir becoming very visible. At the minute, directly on our right, we're blocked by some trees, but now the trees have stopped and we can see that it's extremely choppy on the water today. Lots of breakers. Okay, so we're back in the Kielder Forest. So on the right hand side of me, you've got Catcliffe Reservoir. And then you've just got a massive forest all along from left to right of me, and rising up and over the top of that embankment on my right, on the other side of the reservoir that is, and again on the left hand side of us. So yeah, extremely chuffed with the fuel consumption before. That was 660 miles on a full tank of fuel, and even though it said we had 50 miles left of fuel, I reckon we could have squeezed 100 miles in total. I reckon we could. Really, really good on fuel, this car, and for long journeys at least. If I've noticed that if you brim it, I can go 100 to 120 miles without the fuel gauge even coming off the full marker. So that's the good thing about this car. And it needs a service. Really? February is service time, but I can feel that it needs a service. But if I could find the fuel, the oil filter, I'll service it myself. But I can't find it because it's all the bottom side of the engine's all covered with plastic. So coming into Burness now and heading south on the A68. We'll speak to you later. Bye bye. Fans of Audio Boom, hello. You're back with us. Back in Hexham, and we stopped off very quickly at Tyne Green, which is parkland, and we're down just under the Tyne Bridge, which crosses the River Tyne, funnily enough, into Hexham. And the reason why we've actually stopped here is because we saw on the way out of Hexham and on the way back, we saw people looking over the bridge to the east side of it. And there actually doesn't appear to be anything going on at all. It's a beautiful view. We're stood on the slipway where they bring their rowing boats down with a awful view of Egger in the underneath the bridge arches. So I'm taking a few photographs here as I... Where's over there? Yes, let's go over there. I noticed that, just be careful you lot. There's a weir under the bridge, which is actually really dangerous. But at the right times of the year, and I wouldn't know because I'm not a fisherman, you can see the salmon jumping up it, jumping up the weir. I think the... No, stay back, it's very dangerous. So the probably the exciting side is the other side, actually. It's all right, I'm not going any further. Shouted at to not go near. What's what? Well, it's an overflow pipe. There's some people sat there, actually. Right, come on then. There's a little kind of footbridge. Not footbridge, what am I talking about? There's a little... tunnel underneath the bridge. The hell's that? An old tarpaulin. Do you want to have a look under? Do you want to go under? Do you want to go under first? We're going to go up onto the bridge. But we can have a look underneath first of all. That's them. A little kind of footway underneath the road bridge here. Oh god, it's dark in the middle. I'm very echoey, as you can probably hear. There's a sign there saying pedestrians go to the right. It's because if you go to the left like we are, you'll end up in the drink. It's all grass on this side. Careful now. Oh, right, so it is the exciting side. Yeah, go on. Don't get dead. Careful now. Here, give us your hand, you. Don't put your hand on there, it's a bramble. I'm not going to slip, I've got huge grips. Jumping, I've got you. You're not going to fall, I've got big, massive grips. Careful. So, we've come down to the action end under the tunnel there. Oh, there they are, jumping. And the fish, the salmon, are jumping up the weir. So that's what all the commotion was about. So I've just texted my wife, who's staying in the car because her legs are a bit sore and she's a bit tired after yesterday. Just texted her to say, come and jump, come and have a look at the fish jumping. I've never, ever, ever seen this ever before. And, you know, I've lived in the town all my, up to my, you know, very late teens. Hey! Don't throw stones! So, this is something else. They've actually built up the land. We've come past the safety railing, actually, onto the land that they've built up, because this area floods really badly. So, there must be. Half a million tons of hogging, like really big hogging, across to my right, and the bit that I'm standing on now is all concreted up. Must be 2 meters above the level of the water, so it's all in the name of protecting the soft ground that's behind me. I'm going to sit here and keep an eye on the way to see the salmon jumping. Probably give Sarah a telephone call because she's not going to know where we are. Okay, this is just fantastic. The sun's gone down. It's now, what time is it? 20 to 5, and the fish are just jumping right in front of us now in the little, it's like a little, oh my life, there's loads of them. There's a little area right in front of us now where the water isn't moving so much, and they're all gathering in there. Incredible. The water is really fast flowing. What? No, you're going to sit here. Sit here, because that's dangerous. Come over here, son. Okay, speak to you soon.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.